This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, remembering the jazz great Lionel Hampton. But first, time for sports. Hey, Joe, say it so. No baseball strike, and the contractions aren't coming. Because of the agreement reached yesterday between the Major League Baseball owners and players, they averted what would have been the sport's ninth work stoppage in 30 years. Our sports commentator, shoeless Ron Rappaport, joins us. Morning, Ron.
Hi, Scott.
Who blinked?
Sorry?
Who blinked? Owners
who
or blinked? Players?
Oh, no, yeah. The players blinked. This is a big win for the owner, Scott. This is the first one they've ever had in the free agency era, I think, if only because they stopped the bleeding. This is the first time that they haven't had to take a strike and then kind of do the players' bidding. They made big gains in revenue sharing and luxury tax. They got steroid testing. Mm-hmm. They're going to be talking about an international draft, which the owners dearly want. The other thing they got was a rollover provision that stipulates that if this contract, when it expires, if they can't agree on more, the current provisions stay in place. So they set kind of a floor for future negotiations, I think. This is a big win for them.
How will drug testing change the game, do you think?
Well, we're
going to be back to 30 home runs a year.
Well, I don't know about that so much. It's more of a confidence factor. There's just so much concern mm-hmm. that the home run explosion has made people wonder about steroids and so on. And we know that Mark McGwire was taking a drug that the Olympics don't allow, although baseball does. Mm-hmm. So it's more of a question of building fans' confidence. There is some question about how it's going to work, about whether it's really going to be effective. But it's more the idea of it than anything else, at least in the beginning.
Yeah. And no contraction. Does this give Montreal and Minnesota, maybe Minnesota more than Montreal, another chance?
I think Montreal, that team is gone. If not next year, then the year after. That's not going to help them. They're already talking about a new team in Washington. Scott, get your season tickets, okay?
Oh, yeah.
But Minnesota, I've decided that the strike threat ended, Scott, just in time for the Cubs to get beat 6-3 and give up six runs to the Cardinals in the first two innings yesterday. I've decided Minnesota's my team. This is the team that Bud Selig has called an aberration, and that's the kind of team that he wanted to get rid of this year. Here they are winning their division. I'd love to see the look on his face if he had to hand the World Series trophy to them.
You know, I remember some of the signs that fans were holding up as it seemed that a strike was imminent, though I point out, boy, you were right on it. You always said that it wouldn't come to a strike. But it does seem to me that despite the fact the strike's been averted, many fans still seem to think that, as a generalization, the players are a bunch of spoiled, overpaid, immature steroid poppers, and that the owners are a bunch of rich, ruthless, over-rich egos.
Well, it'll be very interesting to see how this turns, Scott, because one of the things that the luxury tax and the revenue sharing is doing, and we need to stop for a minute and realize that over the life of this contract, $1 billion is going to flow from the rich owners to the poor owners. Now those poor owners who've been poor-mouthing it for so long have no place to hide. Mm-hmm. If they can't compete now, if at the end of this contract the Yankees are still winning all the World Series and the White Sox and the Royals are still having trouble qualifying for the playoffs, who are they going to blame now? Now it's a question of whether it was really a revenue gap that caused problems mm-hmm. for those teams, or an intelligence gap, that they just weren't smart enough to compete. Now I think the fans may start looking at the owners of those teams and saying, hey, you got what you wanted. What's the problem?
Yeah, it's a rare franchise like the Cubs that doesn't really have to succeed on the field to succeed at the box office, isn't it?
As they've proven over and over again.
Okay, Ron, nice talking to you.
Always a pleasure.
Our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport, who's also a sports columnist for The Bright One, the Chicago Sun-Times.